Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
I'm with Dave Shellbetter, chairman of Sun & Fun Radio, located at Lakeland, Florida. If you've tuned into 1510 AM during Sun & Fun, you'll be listening to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Vicki.
How did you become involved with Sun & Fun Radio?
Well, I started out at Sun & Fun 30 years ago. When I was 16 years old, I was a volunteer. I did a number of different volunteer jobs before Sun & Fun Radio. My last job was working with the Sun & Fun News Media. One day in 1995, they came to me and said, "We're going to have a radio station. Do you want to help?" And, of course, with the volunteer spirit, I said, "Well, sure, what can I do?" They brought me into a room, they set me down at a desk, put a microphone in front of me, and said, "Start talking and don't stop." And I said, "I can do that." And it's just kind of gone from there. 1995 was our first year on the air, and every year we grow and we add a little bit. We add staff. You know, we're just carrying on, making it better each year.
Do you have your own staff to help you run the radio station?
I tell you, Vicki, I am very blessed to have a wonderful staff of dedicated volunteers. Terry Fowler, my co-chairman, has been with me for years. He came in kind of like I did initially. "Hey, I want to help. What can I do?" And he showed a drive and dedication to promoting the radio station. The next year, I said, "Hey, Terry, how would you like to be my co-chairman?" Terry accepted, concerned he wasn't going to do a good enough job. But I tell you what, I can't compliment Terry enough for all the hard work he's done. My other volunteers, Jim Belcher from Texas. Jim Belcher has been a real, real big help to the radio station. Very technically oriented person. Most of the technological strides we've made in the station have been in a big part to Jim's dedication and Jim's knowledge and experience. We've gone from using 30-second automatic reverse cassette for our announcement to mini discs to now we're using everything as computer-generated audio. Jim has just been fantastic. My announcers, Bonnie Higby, a nice role reversal. Bonnie was my boss at the media center, and then after putting in 18 years as chairman of the news media, Bonnie decided she wanted to pass the reins from media to somebody else and came over to the radio station. And my midday host, Blair Kendall, has been with me for a number of years. Blair is very knowledgeable in aviation, very personable, enjoys talking to people, does a great job. Most all of my volunteers at the radio station are not radio professionals. I do have some very talented people that are broadcast professionals, but the majority of my volunteers are people like me, just want to do it and enjoy it and come out once a year and be a radio announcer or a support staff.
The pay is great, right?
Oh, the pay is fantastic, I tell you. You know, we're volunteers, so there's no money there, but the hugs and the camaraderie and the friendship is worth more than anything they could pay us.
Well, Dave, it won't be long before Sun & Fun is here. The dates are April 21st through the 26th. What can we look forward to hearing on Sun & Fun Radio during those days?
Well, we're actually changing up our format a little bit this year. For the week of the fly-in, we treat the radio station like a regular broadcast radio station. We do a morning show. Bonnie Higby and I do our morning show. Bring you up to date on schedule changes, things going on that day. We do interviews with aviation notables, volunteers, sponsors, and Sun & Fun attendees. Blair Kendall comes in and does his great freebie hunt, and that's worth tuning into there because Blair goes around and finds the vendors. You know, most vendors give away pens or pencils and little gimmies, but Blair goes around and finds the best giveaways through the whole fly in there. He'll tell you about all the freebies going on. And he also does interviews. We'll be broadcasting an FAA seminar at 11:30. And then we'll come back on with more interviews and stuff, information about Sun & Fun. And then we broadcast the air show every day. So if you're outside of range of the PA system at Sun & Fun, you can tune in Sun & Fun Radio, 1510 AM, and hear Roscoe Morton and his very talented crew of more volunteer announcers bringing you the air show. Our evenings will be filled with interviews, and the podcasters are going to be using the radio station to live record their podcasts, and then we'll go to our evening program. Sun & Fun always puts on a great Flightline Radio will be joining us again this year. Don and Jamie with Flightline were out last year for the first time. Did a great job. Credit card size portable radio receivers. You can pick up at the gift of flight locations. If you have one from last year, they'll work again this year, so you don't have to buy a new one every year. Flightline Radio will be another good way to tune into the station and hear the announcers stand in case you don't bring your AM radio with you.
Well, that's wonderful. I know, Dave, for the last 15 years, you have done hundreds of interviews. Do you have any one interview that is most memorable that you'd like to share with us?
Well, Vicki, I've done interviews with people ranging from Fun and Fun attendees, Fun and Fun volunteers, aviation notables. One of the interviews that really sticks in my mind was a few years back, we had a couple of WASP pilots that you had actually brought over from the 99s organization there. We were doing the interview, and they were talking about what they were doing, and I stepped up, and I put the mic, and I told them I was going to interrupt the interview for a minute, and I stopped, and I called out over the mic. I said, I want everybody that hears my voice right now to stop and look over here at the radio station. You know, we do our broadcasting live from the deck of the radio station. I said, I want everybody to look over here at the deck of the radio station. And these two ladies stepped up in a time when a lot of women didn't fly, and they jumped in and helped out and supported the war effort. I want everybody to give these ladies a round of applause. And it was so amazing that everybody that I saw stopped what they were doing, looked over at the deck, and started applauding. And that, even now, retelling the story, I get goosebumps thinking about how special that was, that everybody stopped and took notice of these two ladies that were up on the deck and applauded them. That's one of the best ones I think I've done.
Well, you know, those ladies were very exceptional to the rule with what they were dealing with back at that time. I believe they were ahead of their time in contributing to what was important to the country. I guess that's what aviation's all about, Dave, isn't it? There's a lot of real history being made over the years, and what Sun and Fun contributes is getting us all together and getting us to have the moments to share with and what's happening currently, too, in aviation.
Fun and Fun is such a fantastic thing, and you know, being a Fun and Fun volunteer for 30 years, I've learned some very, very valuable life lessons from the people here at Fun and Fun, and you know, these people have watched me grow up, and a lot of what I've learned in the person that I am today, I contribute to the lessons I learned as a young man here at Fun and Fun.
Are you a pilot, Dave?
I've been around aviation all my life, but I never actually got my pilot's license. I love flying. I love going for rides. Anyone wants to offer me a ride, I'll take it. But I've never actually gotten my license.
I believe there is some history. You do have some pilots in your family?
Yeah, Vicki, I do come from an aviation-oriented family. Kind of grew up, actually, at an FBO. A friend of ours had an FBO when I was growing up, and I spent a lot of time there. And so I just loved aviation all my life.
You know, it takes everybody to bring together aviation, whether you're a pilot, a mechanic, an astronaut. Well, that's what brings us together with Sun and Fun. We all have our interests, but we all have one common bond. That's aviation. Whether it's historical, whether it's you're a pilot, whether you're an astronaut, it brings us all together. Dave, I'd like to thank you for taking your time and sharing with us what Sun and Fun Radio is all about. With the daily coverage that is provided by you and your staff, it just makes Sun and Fun more successful.
Well, thank you, Vicki, and I appreciate your taking time and getting the word out there about Sun and Fun and Sun and Fun Radio and of course, all the great work that the FAST team does. There is one other thing. I want to remind people that Sun and Fun Radio does not go off the air when the fly-in ends. For 51 weeks out of the year, Sun and Fun Radio is a traveler's information station. If you're within a couple miles of the Lakeland-Lindner Regional Airport, you can tune to 1510 a.m., and hear what's going on, because the Sun and Fun fly-in is not the only thing that happens here on the Sun and Fun campus. There's year-round activities, and of course, the FAA Production Studios puts on great seminars year-round. So make sure if you're in the area, tune in to 1510 a.m. and hear what's going on. And if you're at the fly-in and you've got something you want to share with us, stop by the radio station. We're located on Clubhouse Row in between the QB Hangar and the Sun and Fun Cafe, and we're always looking for volunteers. If you want to volunteer and be a part of Sun and Fun Radio, please stop by, see myself, Dave Shellbetter, my co-chairman, Terry Fowler. We'll be happy to put you to work. And Vicki, thank you.
You're very welcome, Dave. And don't forget, when attending Sun and Fun, tune your radio to 1510 AM and listen to Dave.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.